here's a story from The World.
Protesters in Afghanistan and the journalists who cover them are being met with escalating force. One video posted online today shows Taliban militia clubbing female demonstrators. Other clips show bruised and beaten Afghan journalists. One staggers out of detention and can only walk by leaning on the shoulders of friends. Another has scars from a whipping. Increasingly, the remaining international press in Kabul is also being targeted. Nabi Boulos is the Middle East bureau chief for the LA Times. He and the photojournalist he works with, Marcus Yam, had an encounter themselves with the Taliban today. I gather you were at the protest we were just describing, Nabi. It was in a part of Kabul called Karte 4. What happened there?
Well, so this was the second protest we had actually approached. And the first one, I mean, I have to admit that when the Taliban saw that first protest, it was allowed to pass after some resistance. But this one here, I mean, we basically approached and immediately the Taliban just flocked around us. They grabbed Marcus's camera. They insisted that he delete, you know, any images that he had taken. It was a very sudden. And I was surprised because they had been in the past, I must say, they had dealt with the foreign press, at least, with a bit of kids' gloves. This time they were really just immediately going and very, very aggressive. I was quite surprised.
We saw how the Afghan journalists were beaten. What happened to you two?
Well, so this, I think, underscores the level of danger that is faced by local journalists as opposed to us. I mean, we, of course, have the privilege of the passport and a powerful organization behind us and a bit more accountability. But, I mean, we were basically shoved around. They tried to take us to the police station inside, but I was basically shouting and showing them our permission. And because, again, I spoke in a foreign language, it made them have a bit more pause, I think. And luckily, we were able to then go away. But they insisted on escorting us all the way back to the car. They were very aggressive, pushing us all the way and making sure that we left and just insisting that we had no permission and no right to work there.
So since the U.S. pullout, you pointed out that you hadn't really had any experiences like this. What was going through your head then as all this was happening?
It's been said for the last few weeks that we can expect the harsher face of the Taliban to eventually show up. And perhaps this is one sign of it. You know, in the first few weeks, they had been talking a good game, whether it was about the government or about media or anything else. And indeed, I have to admit, they were actually quite accommodating and gave us decent access. But today was a shift change in many ways. Supposedly, they said this was because of a change in the rules on these protests. I mean, in the past few weeks, there was a bit of a gray area. Nothing had been said about them. But then yesterday, the spokesman said that these protests were illegal and covering them was also illegal.
So the Taliban told you you don't have permission to be covering those protests. They also told you it's illegal to photograph women. Have they actually issued a document listing their new rules?
No, and I think this also shows you how ad hoc this all is at the moment. I mean, it's worth noting that the Taliban are still trying to control their rank and file, many of whom are basically country boys who have, you know, had little interaction with women being so open and shouting and protesting, etc., or foreign journalists for that matter. So I do understand that there is some time before they get used to it, but it is a dangerous situation and it could lead to someone dying soon.
Afghan journalists, of course, as I mentioned earlier, who cover this protest, have been dealt with differently than international journalists. Can you explain?
Today, we were basically allowed to leave, right? And I mean, yes, we were shoved around, but we were essentially unhurt. But the local journalists that I know, I mean, I know at least of one of them who was grabbed immediately and slapped around, basically, and then taken into the station. His phone and wallets were grabbed. He was released a few hours later, but three guys were basically slapping him around, and he was quite shaken. You had others who, as we saw, were beaten, you know, with whips and cables, and one of them could barely walk, as we saw on that video. I mean, this underscores how differently we're treated. The local journalists have much less protection.
So, Nabi, how are you and the LA Times kind of making the calculation regarding whether you can or should stay?
Well, I admit to you, I mean, I've been in the country for a few weeks now, and I do have to also wrap up my time here at some point. I'm happy that we stayed after the U.S. withdrawal, and I'm happy that we've stayed this long as well to see what we can do. You know, my main fear is that after 9/11, the story is going to just disappear from Americans' viewpoint.
So to your concern that after 9/11, the anniversary, the American audience is going to really tune out the Afghanistan story, right now, is there enough reporting getting done there? And how else will people know what life under the Taliban is really like after 9/11?
I mean, there is a possibility that this will turn into North Korea in the sense that it's just a hermit emirate and we don't know what happens. Right? That is possible. Likely, I don't know, but it certainly is possible.
Nabi Boulos is the Middle East bureau chief for the LA Times, speaking with us from Kabul. Nabi, thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thank you for having me.